each month at the Seattle Art Museum moves outdoors to the Olympic Sculpture Park for July and August. Grace Love and the True Loves play on July 14th. Bellevue also has a Live at Lunch concert series featuring a wide variety of music at noon on Wednesdays and Thursdays starting this week. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Ballard Locks and the Ship Canal, and there are Saturday and Sunday concerts at Hiram Chittenden Locks at 2 p.m. through August. These are all free performances and family-friendly, so they're great opportunities to encounter live music on an informal basis. The last weekend of July brings Jazzport Townsend with J.D. Allen, Sean Jones, Clayton Brothers, Terrell Stafford, Grace Kelly, Renee Marie, Dee Daniels, Jeff Hamilton, and more, including a big band tribute to Woody Herman and three nights of jazz in the clubs. For more about live jazz in the area, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar at kplu.org and the detailed calendar at earshot.org. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.
Ken Wiley, and this is The Art of Jazz. Always a pleasure for me to be with you on Sunday afternoon. I've had a lot of people inquire why I play my theme all the way through. And it astounds me if someone would ask that question. It would be, in my way of putting it, like taking a violin and cutting out the middle part of the violin so you could have a plant in it. And this is a masterpiece of creative music. All things that have been created in art should not be cut in half, or less, or any. Frank Johnson, Sydney, Australia, his great band down there in 1949. Frank Johnson, his trumpet, his band, Sydney, Australia, 1949 for Australian Parlophone Records, and featuring clarinetist Jeff Kitchen. All right. Oh, a reminder, this month, KPLU kicks off a series of events to say thanks for helping make 88.5 newly independent community station. We hope you can join us Thursday, July 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. for a listener party at KPLU Studios in downtown Seattle. Meet KPLU staff and fellow friends, take a self-guided tour, enjoy delicious food and drink, and hear music from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra Quartet. More information, savekplu.org. Something to do. July 14th, we'd like to say thank you and continue to do that for you and the amazing response we've had in the last months in our effort to become independent. Two vocalists, Bing Crosby, 1927, Sarah Vaughan, 1946. Thank you.
Muddy water round my feet, muddy water in the street. Just God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes, rocking to those low-down blues. They live in ease and comfort down there, I declare. Been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home. Got my toes turned Dixie way, round that Delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water.
Crosby sang with Paul Whiteman's orchestra in 1927, an arrangement by Marty Malnick, who played violin in the orchestra, of Muddy Water. Peter DeRose and Harry Richman wrote that with a lyric by Joe Trent. Then Sarah Vaughan with Tad Dameron's Orchestra, 1946, for Musicraft Records. Dameron arranging, trumpet work by Freddie Webster. And she sang You're Not the Kind, written by band leader Will Hudson. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Joe Pass comes in now to play solo guitar from 1973.
Thank you. spider crawling up that wall. He's going up that wall to get his ashes haul. Oh, let me be your little dog till the big dog comes. Let me be your little dog till the big dog comes. And when the big dog comes, show him what the little dog does. Oh, the graveyard show is a mean old place. I said the graveyard show is a mean old place. They throw you down the hole and dump dirt in your face. Just like a weeping willow tree. I said my gal is just like a weeping willow tree. She hangs her head and weeps all day for me. I'm going up the river, honey, but I can't take you. I'm going up the river, honey, but I can't take you. Cause there ain't nothing up there a good gal like you can do.
Pass started that set playing solo guitar in 1973, Pablo Records, How High the Moon. He started it as a ballad and then kicked it up a little higher. Morgan Lewis wrote that, Joe Pass, 1973. Billy Bauer and his band sang, he did, 1932 for Banner Records, Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Henry Red Allen, dominant and beautiful as a trumpet player there. Pee Wee Russell's clarinet equally so, and Fats Waller at the piano, Joe Pass and Billy Bauer. Right here on 88.5 FM, Jazz Blues and NPR News, and support for 88.5 FM comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Thank you.
Phineas Newborn Jr. playing the piano for you in Rome, 1959. With him from there, Carlo Loffredo playing string bass and Sergio Pizzi on the drums, and they performed Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie. This is The Art of Jazz. Happy to be with you. I'm going to chase Muskrat Ramble. It was written by Edward Ory, known as Kid Ory, great early trombone player. And some speculation about the title. The best one, I think, is that Muscat it was to start with, short for Muscatel. You drink a little bit too much and you might do a little rambling, both physically and orally and all that. But it became Muskrat Ramble, and Kid Ory did write it. Here are two versions for you.
Together now, ready for the big hooray. shuffling and shuffling down. Look at the band parading all over town. Look at the happiness going around. Everybody's up and celebrating. Look at the drummer entertaining the gang. Clinging and clanging with a bing and a bang. Changing the town from dead to live. The band they call the Dixieland Five. You'll hear them play that Dixieland. You better get your reservation plan. In person on a one-night stand. All together now, come on. Folks, come on and join the happy throng. Feel the beat of that rambling, scrambling muskrat song. Come on and ramble along. We'll scramble the muskrat rambling song.
Two versions of Muskrat Ramble by Kid Ory, first with Ory and Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, 1926. Louis playing cornet, Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo for OK Records. Then a jump to L.A., 1950. Andrew's sister, Laverne, Maxine, and Patty. With Vic Schoen Orchestra and his arrangement of Muskrat Ramble. And the job for a lyricist went to Ray Gilbert. Fine job. Andrew's sisters. And before that, Louis Armstrong. And Muskrat Ramble a couple of times. I brought some things for the celebration tomorrow. 4th of July. And we'll start with this one. Thank you. events of the celebration of July 4th, Reverend Gary Davis, 1960, and his guitar and his composition, United States March. Reverend Gary Davis. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News and 88.5 FM, and support for 88.5 FM comes from...
5 years ago, NASA sent a space probe to the biggest planet in the solar system, and it's expected to reach its destination very soon.
I think we all want to know where we came from, how the solar system got to be the way it is, and key to that is understanding Jupiter.
I'm David Green. What the gas giant Jupiter can teach us about how Earth was formed. That's on the next Morning Edition.
that unison playing right together. Flip Phillips, Howard McGee, Bop Tet for Mercury Records in Los Angeles, 1949. Phillips playing the tenor and Howard McGee playing the trumpet. Hank Jones, piano, Ray Brown, bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums. And McGee wrote both of them, Cake and Cool. Flip Phillips, Howard McGee, Bop Tet. Tommy Dorsey now, 1942 for you.
The land that you love the best. is asking you to invest with a personal request from Mr. Morgenthau.
Dig down deep to buy the bonds that buy the tanks and bombers for our fighting Yanks. Dig down deep, dig down deep to buy the bonds that keep us free, to fly the sky, the land and sea. Dig down deep.
Put your hands in your jeans, Mr. Citizen. Everybody must do his part. It's the easiest means, Mr. Citizen, to show the world we finish what we start.
So dig down deep, the boys are giving all for you, so the least that you can do is dig down deep.
Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, 1942. Victor Records. Joe Stafford sang You Took My Love. Fine trumpet work by Ziggy Elman. Dig Down Deep. Vocal by Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers. Stafford was also a member of that quartet, the band's vocal quartet. 1942, Tommy Dorsey. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia. KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Oscar Pettiford now. I'm going to play the bass for a couple of numbers and then play the cello.
Thank you.
Oscar Pettiford Quintet. Pettiford playing bass on the first two and cello on the third. We heard Cable Car by him, Sextet by Jerry Mulligan, Golden Touch by Quincy Jones. Julius Watkins played French horn, Charlie Riles played tenor, Duke Jordan piano, Ron Jefferson playing the drums, and as I said, Oscar Pettiford bass and cello. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And since Funny Girl came out and continues to be seen on television quite a bit, Barbara Streisand starring in that, she is playing the part of Fanny Bryce. And several listeners asked if I had anything by Fanny Bryce so they could hear what she sounded like. And I brought that today for you. From 1930 and from the film that Fanny Bryce was in called Be Yourself, here are two by Bryce.
Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When a one is coming, a one is hard. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I'm making a biscuit, he's wheeling to wheel it. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, he's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the dishes. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming hot meal, taste it but sure. The heck like hot meal, sprinkled meatloaf, to show that he's grateful. He eats happy playful, and he faints right after breakfast for the one he
the mountain she'll climb when a gal cares for a man. Rivers have been flowing for years above the mighty land, but their ripples compared to the river of tears when a gal weeps for a man. They go a millionaire looking along the square, mansion or furnished room, she doesn't care. When a woman love a man, carry each pain and ill, both going through the mill, being miserable
give her a thrill when a woman loves a man. He may be conceited, a weakling who cheated, but still one woman in town can't help but feel that someday he'll settle down. High love is heaven sees, mountains and rocks and trees, and you're up against a thing stronger than these. When a woman loves a man.
Fanny Bryce, 1930, for Victor Records, by request. What did she sound like? And I brought that record for you. Breakfast for the One I Love by Billy Rose and Henry Tobias. And When a Woman Loves a Man by Billy Rose and Ralph Ranger, not to be confused by the same title from 1938 by Bernie Hannigan, Gordon Jenkins, and Johnny Mercer. Fanny Bryce, for those who liked Barbara Streisand playing her in Funny Girl, as I did. Quite delightful movie. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to Jazz Blues and NPR News, 88.5 FM. And support for 88.5 FM comes from...
Friends of 88.5 FM has just made a giant step toward independence. They've reached an official agreement to buy KPLU from Pacific Lutheran University, which means that both parties are ready to move forward. But we want to stop right here for just a second and thank you again for getting us this far. If you've been waiting to donate, you can make a gift now to our operating budget, assuring a strong start to a new independent 88.5 FM. You can make that gift at savekplu.org. And thanks again.
I brought a couple of presents for our birthday for tomorrow, and I didn't want to do the arithmetic to figure out how old the country is, but July 4th is tomorrow. And earlier in the program, the Reverend Gary Davis played his guitar, his composition, United States March. And here's my second birthday card for all of you. John Philip Sousa's band, 1925 for Victor Records, and his The Stars and Stripes Forever. Abe Most now wants to play his clarinet.
Thank you.
artist Abe Most and his band, L.A., 1954, for Trend Records. Herbie Harper on trombone, Paul Smith piano, Tony Rizzi on guitar, Joe Mondragon on string bass, Alvin Stoller drums, conga drum by Carlos Vidal, and bongos by Mike Pacheco. Abe Most, 1954, and he did a couple that he wrote, What's Up? And Daddy-O. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I want to chase not a tune like I do usually, but two guys named Ozzy. The first will give us two from 1928, and the second will give us two from 1935.
A mean old hard-boiled fool. I've got a hard-boiled man. He's a mean old hard-boiled fool. He's got a fist like a hammer with a kick like a Georgie mule. He's got a soul like a shoe and a heart like a hunk of lead. He's got a soul like a shoe and a heart like a hunk of lead. I'm so scared of that man. I'd be afraid of him if he was dead. If he falls gigantic, I'd bet my boots he'd win. If he falls gigantic, I'd bet my boots he'd win. And if you think he can hit, just ask my doggone kid. He never spoils my coat. In fact, he don't tear none of my clothes. He never spoils my coat. In fact, he don't tear none of my clothes. He just stands up like a man and hits me in my nose. I threw my arms round his neck. After that, I don't know no. He left me nearly dead, laying in my bed, with chills and fever running through my head. I feel so bad that I would just as soon be dead. just as sure as 3 and 1 is 4. You're bound to read just what you saw. You can treat me like a doll, act as greedy as a hawk, but it's all coming home to you. You just wait and see. You can lie and you can steal, you can rob and you can kill, but it's all coming home to you. I ain't joking neither. You may be just like the eagle, go way up in the sky, but you come down to the ground, my friend. Don't care how high you fly. It may only take a day, it may take a year or two, but it's all coming home to you. You may leave me when I'm down, leave me rough and dog me round, but it's all coming home to you. You can break my heart in two, doing dirty things you do, but it's all coming home to you. You may go for months and Sundays, living high without a hitch, then wake up and find your sympathy straight from some old bitch. You will want to come to me when I'm through as I can be.
Softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two, wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. Thank you. trouble, double trouble. What a business, ooh. One such headache, I have to be in love with two. If I choose one, then I lose one. Such a business, ooh. I really shouldn't suffer. My heart is big enough for two. I can talk with them, I can walk with them, even spoon with them. But I can't go on a honeymoon with them, and that's my trouble, double trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm as crazy as cuckoo, trying to be true, true, true.
Couple of Aussies for you. O-Z-Z-I-E. Aussie Ware, 1928, for Cameo Records with Duke Ellington's band with them. Hit Me in the Nose Blues. And then with just Duke on piano, It's All Coming Home to You. Then 1935 for Brunswick, Ozzie Nelson. His band, his vocals. I Wished on the Moon by Ralph Ranger and Dorothy Parker. And Double Trouble by Ralph Ranger and Richard Whiting. 1935, before that 1928, Ozzie Ware and then Ozzie Nelson. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. And support of 88.5 FM comes from...
Here's sax player Anton Bingham from Shorecrest High School talking about jazz combos.
You can really see who the players are as people, and there's more of that open palette for them to paint on. More creativity.
Anton is taking over evening jazz at 8 o'clock Thursday with recordings by John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, Joshua Redman, and more. Tune in for our School of Jazz guest DJ Anton Bingham Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Beacon Plumbing and BECU for their support.
Hyman playing some Fats Waller for you. 1990 in San Francisco for Reference Recordings. What'd he play? Honeysuckle Rose and Viper's Drag. Dick Hyman. Solo piano. Always something to hear, you know, two hands and working so beautifully that way. So clear. Joe Albany now in Los Angeles, 1957, to play the piano, Warren Marsh to play the tenor, Bob Whitlock to play the string bass. And this is a classic composition by Clifford Brown called Daoud.
Thank you. Saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a couple most every night, and ooh, how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbors scream, ow! Who put the bands of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man, wasn't bad. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all right. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Ben's dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the island fling. Says that Ben's dream's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. It's the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone found her pantry, sure, and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the fence of dream in Mrs. Murphy's old tea? Sure was a shame, who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Ben's dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Ben's dream's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, get it.
A couple of them for you. Number one, Joe Albany in Los Angeles, 1957. Warren Marsh playing the tenor, Bob Whitlock on string bass, and Albany playing the piano, and Kiver Brown's Dawood for Riverside Records. Then 1944, Harry the Hipster Gibson on piano and vocal, with John Simmons bass, Sid Catlett on drums, and Gibson's Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. That was a big hit for him. Wonderful. Joe Albany and Harry the Hipster Gibson. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org, Jazz Blues and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is Duke Ellington.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ellington, 1947, Columbia Records. Air Conditioned Jungle by him and by Jimmy Hamilton, featuring Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and Oscar Pettiford on bass. New York City Blues, Ellington did that, featuring himself on piano. Harold Shorty Baker trumpet and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. And then Ellington featured on his composition, The Clothed Woman, Duke Ellington, 1947. You're listening to Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. Support for 88.5 FM comes from...
Here's sax player Anton Bingham from Shorecrest High School talking about jazz combos.
You can really see who the players are as people, and there's more of that open palette for them to paint on. More creativity.
Anton is taking over Evening Jazz at 8 o'clock Thursday with recordings by John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, Joshua Redman, and more. Tune in for our School of Jazz guest DJ Anton Bingham Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Beacon Plumbing and BECU for their support.
Thee well, mama's gone goodbye. No use to cry, no use to sigh. 4 years you've dogged me round, now's the time to let you know what's on my mind. I'm gone away, don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well, I've been to school, learned a brand new rule. I ain't no fool, I'm gonna get a man to treat me right. One who'll stay home every night. Pretty well, mama's gone, goodbye. ¶¶
Thank you.
Bob Crosby's Bobcat started that set. 1940 for Decca Records. And Mama's Gone Goodbye, sung for you by Marianne Mann. Eddie Miller, tenor, trumpet player, Billy Butterfield, Jeff Stacy, piano, Warren Smith on trombone, Irving Fazola playing clarinet, Nappy Lamar guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and one of the greats, Ray Baduke, playing the drums. For Commodore, Joe Bushkin, 1940, solo piano, Serenade in Thirds, he wrote that, and I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke. Interestingly enough, Ira Gershwin did the lyric. Bob Crosby's Bobcats and Joe Bushkin.
Thank you.
There you have it. Two of them for you. Louis Bluey played the mandolin and Ted Bogan the guitar, Chicago 1934. And their composition, State Street Rag, and the Dallas String Band, Dallas 1927, Dallas Rag. Coley Jones, Sam Harris, and Marco Washington all doing their wonderful magic to make that happen. Louis Bluey, Ted Bogan, and the Dallas String Band. This is 88.5 Jazz Blues and NPR News, and this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Sarah Vaughan.
You may not be an angel, cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll sing along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing along with you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll sing along with you. But still I'm sure
Thank you very much.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul.
In Chicago, London House, 1958, for Mercury Records. I'll String Along With You, written by Harry Warren. Al Dubin did the lyric. All of You by Cole Porter. Thad Jones and Wendell Curry playing trumpets. Henry Coker on trombone. Frank West on tenor. Ron L. Bright on piano. Richard Davis on bass. And Roy Haynes playing the drums. Sarah Vaughan, Mercury Records. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is Jazz Blues NPR News and 88.5 FM, all of that. And we're here for you all of the time, and we appreciate all that you've done for us. Here's Jack Teagarden.
Thank you.
Jack Teagarden, his trombone, and his voice. Chicago 1958 for Capitol Records. Dallas Blues, Casanova Lament, Walleritis, and Dr. Jazz by Joe Oliver and Walter Melrose. Dick Oakley played the trumpet, Teagarden, as I said, trombone and voice. Jerry Fuller, clarinet, Don Ewell, piano, Stan Pulls on string bass, and Ronnie Greb on drums. Then Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers for Victor Records, Chicago 1926, with a vocal by Jelly Roll on Dr. Jazz. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Jazz Blues and NPR News, 88.5 FM, and support of 88.5 FM comes from...
This month, KPLU kicks off a series of free events to express our heartfelt thanks to you for helping make 88.5 your newly independent community station. Thursday evening, July 14th from 5 to 7, you're invited to a listener party and open house at KPLU Studios in downtown Seattle. Meet KPLU staff and fellow friends of 88.5. Take yourself on a tour, grab some food, something to drink, and we'll be hearing music from the SRJO Quartet. You can get directions and all that sort of thing at savekplu.org.
I'd like to return and go out the program today with Dick Hyman playing Fats Waller compositions solo piano.
Thank you.
Dick Hyman, solo piano, 1990 in San Francisco, doing Fats Waller's I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling and Handful of Keys. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Wiley, you did it again. Another great afternoon of jazz. All Blues is straight ahead right after Stardate.
Stardate, July 3rd.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of the Atlas V with Juno on a trek to Jupiter.
It's been a long trek for the Juno spacecraft, almost 5 years, and more than 1.7 billion miles. But the journey is almost over. Juno is scheduled to enter orbit around Jupiter tomorrow. Its instruments will probe Jupiter's interior, its atmosphere, and its magnetic field. Among other things, those observations should help scientists decide how Jupiter and the other planets took shape. Scott Bolton is Juno's lead scientist.
If we want to go back in time and understand where we came from and how the planets were made, Jupiter holds this secret because it's got most of the leftovers after the sun formed, and so we want to know that ingredient list. What we're really after is discovering the recipe for making planets, and we're back at the first step of making sure we have all the ingredients in that recipe.
When our solar system was born, the young sun was surrounded by a disk of gas and dust. One theory says that some of this material coalesced to form small chunks, which merged to form bigger and bigger bodies, the planets. But another says the planets formed from the collapse of unstable zones of material within the disk. Juno will help determine the composition of Jupiter's core and measure the contents of its atmosphere. A dense rocky core and a lot of water and ammonia in the atmosphere would support formation from smaller chunks of material, a major discovery from a trek across the solar system. And we'll have pictures from Juno in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast, not so good stargazing, perhaps a forecast for mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s overnight. And for tomorrow, Independence Day, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 66. Right now in Seattle, it's mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. In Olympia, scattered clouds, 75 degrees. And in Bellingham, it's clear and 67 degrees. Well, thanks for tuning in. Good evening. It's 6:05 Sunday night. I'm John Kessler, ready to go. 6 hours of all blues. And I've got some really cool new soul music coming out from Wee Willie Walker, Charles Bradley, William Bell. And we're going to hear along the way in the first hour here of 6 hours, Elmore James, Buddy Guy, Charles Brown. And to start the show, here's Muddy Waters. Is your mojo working? Here's the way to check it.
Shut on the mind.